it's about a mission. You guys wrote in and you let me know that you actually really like the high energy intros. So go fuck yourself, guy. Go fuck yourself. It's Monday. You need the top to put a little pep in your step. Wow, this is really high energy. Okay. Hello, Bottoms. I'm glad that you're here. We are about to drop 20 cities that I'm coming to over the next 6 months and my comedy special. So please sign up for an email or a text from me when those things happen. I will not spam you. It's just for your city. AshleyGavin.com to sign up. Or my Instagram bio link, or my TikTok bio, wherever you like to consume me. Go there and click on the link. Okay, and then on today's episode, we have a musician. We don't get a lot of musicians on this pod, but I'm trying to branch out because you guys want more musicians. We have Chapel Roan today. She was on my Spotify Wrapped. She's an incredibly talented singer going on tour starting on Valentine's Day. February 14th for you people that don't know when that, I don't know why I said you people, like that's a category of people who don't know when Valentine's Day, whatever. It's coming out, you gays. She's going on tour, so go check her out. She's so talented. She also opens for Fletcher, but she's a headliner in her own right. And we get into her year of celibacy, which is kind of coordinated around trying to figure out if she's full gay or bi slash pan. I'm going to let her speak for herself about that and the labels and stuff like that. But I thought it was a really interesting episode. And it's a lot of fun. I had a great time. So, and then as always, patreon.com/WHGS helps keep us afloat. So many wonderful things. So many wonderful things on the Patreon. It's great. It's better than any Patreon. It's the greatest. You can sign up for as little as a dollar a month. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
One of my New Year's things was literally to take a year of celibacy. Because I know I agreed to this podcast in November. To be honest, I've just never really been single and I need to see if I can be happy completely alone. I guess in the past 6 months, I've just realized I'm gayer and gayer and gayer. And I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm like for real gay and I need to just figure it out.
The fuck up. We have Chapel Roan on the podcast today, musician. Her national tour starts very soon, right?
5 weeks. Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Cute. That's five weeks away. That's crazy. And the single's called Casual, right? Do I have that right?
Yes.
Cool. Well, and you've been opening for Fletcher, which is not the thing. Because you are obviously a headliner in your own right, but it is kind of cool, right? Like, it's got to be fun.
Do you open for Fletcher in Vancouver?
Yeah, I did.
I saw you. You were amazing. Yeah. You were so cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. You were really good live. So I can vouch for get tickets to the tour because very good live.
That was such an organic. What kind of shitty seats did you have, Brie? You didn't even recognize Chapel when she got into the chat.
I was a little late because the person across the street was giving us free tequila shots before we went into the venue. And then we lost a little bit of track time. But I came in and it was very good. Hyped up the crowd. And you were amazing. You were great.
So you don't really remember.
No, it was clear as day, Ash. Let me be specific. But I was a little hyped up off the tequila. I was vibing with it. And I thought your vibe was so cool. I thought your aesthetic was so cool. It like took me back in time a little bit, but like in the best sort of way. I loved it.
Thanks. Yeah. Tour with Fletcher was really fun. I mean,
really cool.
It's all like, I mean, like 95% of the crowds were like women. It was so funny.
I can relate. my crowds are all like lesbians. I have a question for you though, because as a comedian, crowds to me are a never-ending source of joy or sorrow. Do you have any stories where you were like, okay, I'm gonna fully nosedive into the ground right now from the stage? Like, do you have anything that jumps out?
This is gonna seem so offensive. The Canada show that you were at, Vancouver.
It was Brie.
No,
it was Brie.
I love this.
I knew it.
Canada. That was a tough show. That was like maybe my toughest show of the tour.
I
should have known by the way you said it too. Oh, you were at the Vancouver show. Interesting.
Canada is so. I played like Canada a few times, but it's so polite. Like I wish people would just be rowdy and like yell at me or something. Like. It's great. Like, I wish I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm seeing Alanis Morissette. Like, that's the queen of Canada. What are you doing? Like, be psycho for 5 seconds. So you want
that level of hype, interaction, people screaming at you. I guess that makes sense. If anyone screams at me during my set, they get their asshole just absolutely obliterated.
No, I love – look, I'm so down for people being psycho. The only thing I do not like is catcalling. I've had that happen on stage. That makes me like really uncomfortable, obviously. But
yeah,
I mean, Fletcher's from fans.
From lesbians? You get catcalled?
Sometimes, yeah. I've had it happen in college towns, like with college boys on the last tour too. But like, yeah, I mean, obviously it's different with lesbians, but I feel like Fletcher's crowd was so, like, it was so, like, intense, like, we're lesbians and I'm going to fuck someone tonight.
Yes,
like,
so sexually fueled.
So aggressive and, like, and not, I'm not in a bad way at all, just, like, I was like, holy fuck, I feel like I'm not supposed to be here. Like, I don't know why. I was like, oh my God. But I mean, it was like, I had to stop the show twice in Salt Lake City because people were passing out from it being like too rowdy or too hot. People were dancing.
Wow.
And being too, like, people were just so fucking drunk. But I'm the opener. Like, if you're passing out for the opener, that's crazy.
That is like, bad news.
Yeah. So I think like, I love crazy, rowdy, like jumping, screaming crowds. Like, I just think that's so fun. I just want to throw a fucking party. Except when it passes the line where like I have to stop the show.
It gets unsafe.
Yeah, it gets unsafe. But I mean, yeah, I fucking love crazy crowds. And like my shows are all themed. So it already is like a party. And also I have drag queens opening for me. So it's very much like the party atmosphere is already up here. I don't have to rev anyone up. Like nothing.
Do you bring local drag queens from the places that you're touring? That's so cool.
Yes, I do. Amazing. So we had 156 submissions we had like a little, you could submit on my website and I just finished all of them yesterday. Okay. And yeah, I went through and picked all the local drag queens and every show is like, we've got disco night. And then the next one is like homecoming queen night. And the next one is, so you want to be a pop star where you dress up as your favorite pop star. Like every show is like a themed party. Mm-hmm. So it's super fun. And that like really encourages the crowd. And so, yeah, I love psycho crowds.
The only thing that I can relate to this is I did Pride in Oklahoma City and I followed a bunch of drag queens and I absolutely wanted to die. Because I got up there This is just the energy is like through the fucking roof. And then I got up there and I was like, you guys have got to stop yassing me after every sentence I say. I have this joke about having a Brazilian and I'm like, oh, you know, kind of a surprise I have a Brazilian. And for 10 fucking minutes, oh my God, girl! And like, just like insanity. And I was like, please shut the fuck up. I have a 15 minute time limit here. And if we keep working at this pace,
I feel like that doesn't match up.
No, it doesn't make, it does not make any sense for, yeah. unless it's like a comedy drag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
yeah.
It's just a totally different energy. I wish that I could tell gay people how to convert their Yas snapping energy into laughter. If we can find, that's probably the solution to the perpetual motion machine that will save humanity. I think if we can figure out how to convert, if we can convert gay Yas energy into nuclear, I think we'll be set.
We're done. We're good.
All right. Well, thank you for telling us a little bit about that. I mean, I'm just always so curious. Should we intro, Brie?
Sure.
All right. You're funny today. You're loopy doopy.
I am. That's a good.
Did you get railed last night?
No, but I am on a parasite cleanse. Because I got duped by TikTok to think that parasites are like living in my, like worms are living throughout my entire body and my brain. So now I couldn't unthink it. So I've been taking like all the like tinctures and I feel like, I don't know, it's doing something to me.
You're definitely like on another plane. Chapel's mouth, for the people listening at home, Chapel's mouth is hitting the floor right now. She's like, what the fuck podcast did I come onto? But I actually do think this is a worthy banter subject. Mm. Is there something on TikTok that you have seen that you're like, I have to operate now around the assumption that this is true for me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You've got a parasite. Chapel, have you ever mm-hmm. seen something on TikTok where you're like, oh, well, obviously...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I, one time there was like this girl who was like, oh, if you take these like herbs, you smell like maple syrup. Like, like, and like,
well, Brie like, already smells like that, you know?
But, no, but, yeah. But they were like, oh, like, you'll like taste good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, it'll taste like maple syrup. And I was mm-hmm. like, ooh, okay. And so I started. So like the girl literally like smelled her armpits and she was like, I smell like maple syrup right now. So I started like taking it and like literally within like 4 days, my armpits started smelling like maple syrup, but not just maple syrup.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah, it fucking worked. But
well,
I
then
almost,
tell us the fucking secret.
Yeah. I can't. No, it fucking worked, but.
We gotta look up maple syrup like, armpits on TikTok.
Yeah, like literally. And I don't know if like, I actually tasted like maple syrup. I don't know, but
wait, Chapel, you didn't sample your own source.
You went
source.
All that way, and you didn't give it a try.
I guess I didn't ask. but yeah, that's one thing that I did.
That's kind of funny to mm-hmm. like your partner comes up from going down on you, and you're like, if you had to like compare what you just ate to breakfast, would it be sweet or savory?
Oh my God.
So yeah, I did that one. I'm trying to think of any other ones.
What is that thing you're supposed to eat that makes your vag taste good?
Pineapple.
Yeah,
I think. Pineapple.
For yeah. men, that's what they say. And they say about vegetarianism generally. And I believe this. Not just because I'm a vegetarian.
You're a little biased, but okay.
I'm slightly biased, but I do... it probably doesn't fucking matter. All right, well, cool. I think we're kind of getting loose. We're getting to know each other. It's happening.
Oh my God.
We're all lubed up with some maple syrup.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Chapel Roan today. You can see her on tour. February 14th, Valentine's Day. Get a gift for your friend or your girlfriend or whatever. Okay. Maybe you're lonely. Go yourself.
Oh my God. Or for you sad fuckers out there that are lonely. Go yourself.
And then we copy this format, Chapel. I'm Ashley Gavin, cis gay white woman, she, her pronouns. Yeah, please come up. We're still developing the tour. I know it's taking a while. We're still developing the tour dates and all of that. We're going to be releasing them. We're going to be releasing the special. If you want to get a text or email from me about those things, go to my website, sign up. It works internationally, yada, yada, yada. And then Brie, as always, sometimes, the canceler, to keep me from getting canceled. We've already done a maple syrup sex joke, yeah. So I don't feel that I have to make one.
Oh my gosh.
Brianne Williamson.
I was waiting for the rap or the poem. Like, that was really refreshing.
No. Oh yeah, I'm a little bit like, I'm getting back into, I don't know that I've taken a 2 or 3 week recording break in a really long time.
I know. I'm really happy for you. You needed that. I'm Brianne Williamson. I'm a lesbian from Canada, and you can find me anywhere at Brianne Williamson.
And yeah, and then Chapel, if you don't mind letting people know, like, anything you want people to know about you.
Yeah, I'm Chapel Roan. I'm a queer girl, cis, pronouns are she, her.
Perfect. How old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
24.
Why'd you say it so shamefully?
Oh, I'm 24.
We like a little razzle dazzle behind the age.
Listener, one of the best ways to support this podcast is to come see me live, okay? It's a really great way to just support the whole team and everything that we do here. So get on my text list or my email list. It's international, both of them. AshleyGavin.com. Go sign up, and I'll literally text you when I'm in your area. So you don't have to hear all these plugs. You can skip right by them. Don't even worry about your city. Just get on one of those two things, and I will let you know, okay? Because there's a lot of cities coming, and I just remaking this announcement over and over again. We all think it's annoying. You do. I do. Get on the text list, you piece of shit. I had a fun sexting adventure of 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Oh, I love that.
But I don't know if I want to talk about that because it escalated very quickly and I kind of had to evacuate the situation.
What? Tell us. Now you can't leave. See, this is what you always do. You're constantly edging both your guests on the podcast and the listeners.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I was in another city and I had a fever. I had a fever like 2 days before I went to this city. Have you ever performed sick? What do musicians do when they're sick?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah. I literally got alcohol poisoning the day before I left for tour.
Oh, God.
It was Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, it was so bad. I lost my voice. 100% lost it.
So what do you do?
I had to lip sync 3 shows.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Oh. It was horrible. It was so bad.
That sucks. But do people even notice?
Yeah. I don't even.
Oh, well, I mean, I had to tell them because my speaking voice, like, it was so obvious that, like,
no.
I was like, like, it was really crazy. And I was like, guys, I'm not singing. Please just pretend that I am. I'm sorry. And then I would just like do the whole set.
Oh, did they have empathy, or do you think they were pissed? They did.
No. They were sweet. Everyone was very sweet.
I guess with that kind of thing, it's kind of the idea that you would lip sync your own not singing, like. You know how people lip sync TikTok sounds?
Yeah.
You have someone on your team like record your intros and then you have to lip sync them live. It is so much harder to lip sync like regular talking than singing.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
But anyway, I had this show and okay, so someone in the, I don't often do this, Brie, and that's why I'm hesitant to talk about this stuff. And maybe, I don't know if Chapel can relate to this, but someone in the crowd was attractive.
Okay.
But it was on the last night in the area before I had to get up at like 7 a.m. to be on the flight the next day.
Mm. Did they purchase the meet and greet? Like, you know, I don't know why that's important to me, but I need to know that for this story.
It's the top tier package and they were in the meet and greet section actually.
See, this is important information. Okay, so a true fan, you would say.
Chapel, do you think if... Oh, no, go on, Brie.
No one's getting dragged along to like a... If a comedian was here, my friend was like, hey, I like this comedian. Do you want to come along? You're not buying like the meet and greet extraordinary sex
right, for
with
sure.
Ash package, you know? Like right. That's not...
And that is the top tier. For a mere $4 extra, you can have sex with me after the show.
Yeah. Okay, this is important information for me. I don't know why it is, but I'm happy. I'm painting the picture. She's in the VIP meet and greet section.
She does
close
not.
Close and personal.
I don't think she's a podcast listener. Oh. That I did not get that vibe.
Oh, come on. And she's in the VIP section?
Some people just want a better view.
Did she have her spectacles on? Was she trying to
she had, nice and she close? Had binoculars from 10 feet away. Oh my God. You know what's so funny? At this particular weekend, I got flashed too. I can't even I can't even believe I haven't. There's so much I need to discuss.
Yeah.
You ever get, do girls throw things at you like they do like Beatles? Is it like Beatlemania when you come on there? Do you get underwear thrown at you?
No.
Bras and underwear?
Not yet. Not yet.
But no flashing. Sure.
No, not yet. Not yet. I expect.
You're like, but bring it on. Not yet, but bring it on.
Please.
Yeah. You think that until you get flashed, because I looked over. Oh my God. When I tell you that I looked over, this girl had her feet on the stage wearing the teeniest little skirt. And that's fine. Like, wear whatever you want to wear. I'm not body shaming, but like, do give some thought to the undergarment if you're going to do that.
What do you mean? I don't understand. If you're a flasher, don't you want like more stuff to be seen?
Well, yes, yes. If the goal is flashing, she actually put a lot of thought into it and it worked out.
If you're going to flash, make sure you're wearing one of those up to your neck sports bras with extra like, extra support. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Ash wants fully covered from the belly button down if you're going to flash your boobs.
I want long johns. I want you to long john flash me. That's, we call that actually a Canadian flash.
Yeah, fair.
But anyway, I looked over. She spread out, you know, she spread out. She said she wasn't wearing underwear. And I was like, ha ha. And then I looked down and I just saw full clitoris. Just full bean.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That does take it to a different level.
Holy shit.
You don't think you're going to see
a vagina by itself.
Spread labia. You know what I'm saying?
How was she? Can you like describe? I'm so confused how you look down and you see that.
Yeah.
Yes. Because like, she had her knees, her feet tucked up on the stage. So her feet, I could have fully penetrated this woman is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean?
Was on purpose.
Like was she sitting and then she like put her legs up like she was about to go to the gyno?
Not quite a gyno level, but I agree with you, Chapel, because there's right, like, I'm not a regular woman. But when a regular woman.
What does that mean?
I'm a boyish girl. I'm a tomboy. I don't wear skirts. But like women know that people who wear skirts know before they put them on at what level there's a clitoral or a penile exposure.
Yeah. I'm not saying she did that. She wanted you to talk about this.
Yeah.
She did this.
I think so.
She's like, I'm going to be the clit girl on We're Having Gay Sex.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the clit girl on We're Having Gay Sex. That's me. I'm clit girl.
Clit girl, let us know down in the comments.
Yeah, please write in. Clit girl, is this about you? There's like other girls who have exposed their clit and I just didn't know it.
A wave of clit girls.
A wave of clit. Please wave your clits and your labia, honestly, whatever is easiest for you. But the thing about it was like, well, this kind of goes back to what you were saying, Chapel, like getting catcalled by lesbians. I think sometimes we give a little bit of a pass because historically, if it's like a femme person doing the harassing, there's not that implied power dynamic that there is with a cis guy. Like when a cis guy harasses you, there's the biological issue of size. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you feel physically threatened, you know what I'm saying?
I feel unsafe when I get catcalled by a man.
Uh-huh. Right.
But by a girl, I don't feel as unsafe. I just sometimes feel I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Like,
you know,
why?
I just like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just like, I'm like, don't pretend like that just because you're a woman, that's not frat boy behavior.
Totally.
Like,
right. Yes.
Stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have follow up questions on that, but I'll say about the clit girl. I was doing this calculation in my head while I was, you know, I had a split second to analyze this clit in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of come up with how I wanted to respond to it because I'm on stage. The clit's practically on stage.
Are we going to make the clit a bit is what you're going through your head in this.
Oh,
second.
The clit was a bit instantly.
For sure. Okay. Got it.
Clit bits for the full show. I was doing clit bits. It's actually a miracle. It hasn't. I don't know how I'm going to put it on TikTok. But she you know how they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I was thinking about it in the moment. I was like, what, how would I feel about this if this were a man?
Oh, if yeah. This,
I mean, security would have come and taken that guy out of there. Totally. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it was that moment where I was like, did I take the red pill? Am I on like incel Reddit right now where I'm like now protecting men? I'm like at a man. I was like, if this had been a man, you know?
I don't know. I think I'm of the opinion that if anyone's like touching you or catcalling or like harassing you, it's not okay no matter what their gender or non-gender identity is. So I don't think that you're like incel behavior for saying that. I don't think that's like an extreme like incel stance.
You don't. Well, it was funny because the audience got really uncomfortable and it took me shocker.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
And it took me a minute to understand why. And the reason why is because they were worried about me.
Yes.
And I hadn't even thought to think, oh, how do I, what is my emotional reaction to this?
Mm-hmm.
And my emotional reaction was, well, look, that's not okay, but I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't have any trauma related to that. So I'm also a born and raised New Yorker. I saw genitals on the street, you know, when I was like.
So when did you start sexting with Click Girl?
No.
I'm kidding. I know it's different people.
In fact, I think I'm going to save the sexting story for another week. Time. But I did not. I did bits about it to the point where I started to feel bad about it. But then.
If you expose your genitals at someone at a comedy show, what else could you expect?
Right. Like, I don't know. Have you ever had to kick anyone out, Chapel? Or is it mostly just like illness?
I've had security, the catcalling, like there's like a group of frat boys catcalling and they got kicked out. Like security drug them out and threw them out. Yeah.
That's kind of empowering.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, you know, I'm like, fuck you guys. Like at that point I was off stage, but I was, you know.
But anyway, after the show, she came up to me. As she was leaving, she did not wait in line for the meet and greet, which was weird because she was in the meet and greet section.
Playing coy.
I don't know.
Okay.
Kind of coy after showing me full bean.
she thought, let's reel full, this in a bit. Let's reel this in a right, little
right,
bit.
Let's play hard to get at this
the
point.
I'm going.
Right, exactly. She's seen the goods. Now we just wait. But I think after and she said on her way out, because she was like, hey, I was wearing underwear. She gaslit me. Right? That's gaslighting.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And how do you, it leaves you no option because you can't be like, well, prove it.
Right, exactly. But there was a moment there where I was like, does she have clit graphic underwear?
Oh. Like,
it was clear as day.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
No.
Does this exist?
I don't know. I hope it doesn't. I really hope with my whole heart that it does not.
What do you think her motivation was? Was she just like, everything okay, Alex? Oh, Alex is Googling.
I'm just
going
to confirm the existence of clit graphic underwear.
Thank you, Alex. Please let us know. But like, do you think she was just trying to like backpedal?
Yeah, I think probably she was like hoping it would be like a hot thing or something. Like in her mind, she had created that you were going to be like, oh my God, like people are even showing me their vaginas. And like the bit was going to be like about that. And instead you were like, what the fuck? Like people are exposing their genitals. Is this fuck? So then she was probably embarrassed and like tried to backtrack.
Chapel, any thoughts on the psychological condition? Of the clip bearer in the front row.
I think it's bold to put your feet up on the stage when you're in a skirt in the first place.
Yes.
Or at all.
Or just
don't
like,
do
generally
that.
At all. Like I've never, that's like crazy to me right there. So anything after that, that's like cherry on top of, that's psychotic.
The cherry on top, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Alex has a solution to the clit underwear.
No clit underwear graphic. Like, you know, those weird masks with the faces on them. Nothing like that. But there is underwear with an open, like, clit.
Oh, right.
Spot.
Clit pocket.
Oh, yeah, clit pocket. Yeah.
That's what she was Lock wearing. It. Can you imagine? It's like, I was wearing underwear. There's just an exposed section right around my clit.
She's gaslighting me about the underwear. She's like, but you could also go down on me right now, even though I'm wearing underwear.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, that's my gay sex from this week. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Chapel, did you have gay sex this week?
No. To be honest, this is so lame. Well, I guess it's not lame.
No, it's not lame.
I literally, one of my New Year's things was like literally to take a year of celibacy. because I know I agreed to this literally, this podcast in November. And then I was like looking at it this morning, I was like, they're going to freak the fuck out whenever
no,
I tell
of
them
course
I'm
not.
Celibate. I know, so I haven't had sex for a seg.
And are you doing it? Are you successful? That's the first thing I want to ask. Have you maintained since New Year's Day?
Yes.
Does celibacy include masturbation?
No. Not for me.
Hard no. Hard no.
Absolutely not.
No.
Celibacy does exist on a spectrum, and we're going to get to the bottom of what that means. No pun intended there. But the reason I laughed so hard is because this is your New Year's resolution. Obviously, you're doing it for a reason. But you said and then clapped your hand over your mouth. It was just very adorable.
You couldn't even believe that you had said that.
Yeah, seriously.
Your own mouth.
But I will say, Chapel, no, we have like such a variety of like stories on here, ranging from like people who are we have asexual guests on the show, right? So like it's really not a big deal that you haven't had sex in a few weeks. Also, Bri and I are very talented. We can find some low-hanging sex jokes in the non-sex material. At least I hope we can. But the point is, like, sometimes people do I love the representation, because sometimes people do want to slow down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the lesbian community, most of the time they want to speed it up.
They want to rev it up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like every viewpoint is valid, and there are people at home, maybe that is their New Year's resolution. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to get too personal, but is there a reason that you decided to do that? Is it like for focusing?
To be honest, I've just never really been single, and this is obviously kind of deeper, but I've never been... I need to see if I can be happy completely alone. I have to figure that out.
That is, that's so valid.
I just have to know, like, if I can actually do it completely alone, and I need to figure that out.
I mean, you're very successful, so I feel confident that you can figure it out. I also love that on the celibacy episode, you're wearing an I Love Jesus hat.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually incredible. It's like
it's perfect.
New Year's. New Year's hit. You put the hat on. You're like, no sex for 2023.
What is your relationship history like that you kind of got to this point and you were like?
Well, I've only dated like officially like 3 people ever.
Yeah,
for real. I like went on a lot of Hinge dates. Like, I guess in the past 6 months, I've just realized I'm gayer and gayer and gayer. And I'm like, because previously, like, I dated men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did date, like, a woman for, like, a couple months. But I just, I don't know. I think I'm, like, for real gay. And I need to just
I love that. I think you this know, may be for real.
And you know how I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna test it out? Not fucking anybody.
I get that finding your own space, though, because it can get, like, cloudy and confusing.
No, you're eliminating, you're eliminating noise is what you're doing. No. Because I feel like sex can be fulfilling in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about, you know, there's a lot of internal stuff going on there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're struggling to figure out your sexuality, I actually do think that for some people can be a good idea.
I think also a lot of people relate to the feeling of like, wait, am I actually gay for real? I remember looking in the mirror and like coming out to myself and being like, no, you're gay, dude. Like, what the hell? And then just hysterically laughing because I think I like talked myself down from it so many times mm-hmm. before. So mm-hmm. I think that's a relatable feeling.
It's yeah, it is. Have you found that through the not dating, like through the time to like, reflect the time to like Chapel's out there just absolutely raging fucking everybody and they're like, well, when I stop fucking for a second I think I might be gay.
Well, it's so interesting because like I haven't even like slept with many people in general. I think like I've only slept with like 4 people. I don't know, I'm not like super turned on by like a rando.
Yeah,
like, have you ever
yeah.
heard of what is it called
whenever, like a woman in the front row with her clit out might not do it for you? Okay,
that would be like an automatic like, you're crazy, babe. But like I'm pretty turned off if like someone is like coming really hard onto me. Mm-hmm. I think it's called demisexual when you have yeah. to have like a really like right. foundational relationship with mm-hmm. them and then you start getting feelings. I'm very much like that.
Yeah.
I felt that like in love with a girl for the first time last year. Mm-hmm. And it was stronger than anything I've ever felt for a man. Mm-hmm. And I just like literally think I am gay from that. Like,
right.
There's also just like hooking
that
up.
That is a very valid.
Yes.
I would say of all the reasons to figure out you're gay, being gay is one of them. Yeah.
I was just like, oh, wow, a man has never made me feel this way or, like, turned me on this way sexually or, like, mm-hmm. anything. I think the celibacy thing has to do with, like, more so happiness than finding out my sexuality. Because at the end of the day, like, sexuality is fine, but, like, happiness, what are you going to do with sexuality if you're not happy?
This is very Dalai Lama of you. Know? I think the Dalai Lama mm-hmm. once said mm-hmm. this. Am I actually gay?
Am I gay?
For real, am I gay?
No, I think when I didn't do anything for like celibacy, but the year that I spent single right when I started this podcast was truly like I learned how to be
Ash
happy.
Ash went with the opposite approach.
Right.
In what way?
Oh, I kind of like you, Chapel. I'd only slept with a couple people. And there's nothing, by the way, there's like no amount of people that's like correct.
No, right.
But try and find a woman in New York that Ash hasn't dry humped. That is
a task. Oh my God, Brie. Yeah. That's rude.
Just try. I'm just saying, just try. Like, you know, when they interview people on the streets, like, hi, like it would take them hours at least, right?
Oh my God.
you're just like hanging out by the cubbyhole. Hey, do you know Ash? Yeah, I've dry humped Ashley Gavin. Thank you. I kind of went on a rampage, you know? But it was so wonderful because I met people that I had healthy flings with. That was such a good baby step for me to have a healthy fling.
Yeah.
I
think that's the contrast is that it depends how you view and how you like take on the energy of sex. Because for some people, like what I'm hearing from you, Chapel, is like you really have to be turned on, like really into that person. So mm-hmm. then it's like almost already a relationship vibes. And if you want to be single, then you're in too deep. Whereas some people like Ash, you can truly be single in your energy while still dry humping everyone out there. you know?
Right.
So different strokes for different folks, I tell you.
What I had to figure out was navigating how to communicate with people in a way that I didn't hurt any feelings. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. I don't want, like, being demisexual. Like, I wish I liked having flings, and I wish I liked, like, the thought of a one night stand, like, makes me really, like, the anxiety it gives me is fucking crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I want to be like that. Like, I want to.
Well, it's romanticized is the thing.
Yeah.
We see it romanticized in media and in music, frankly. Yeah. Like, it's.
Well, and it's super interesting because my project is very sexually forward. It's very, like, there's a lot of sexual themes, queer sex in a lot of the songs and the album, like the visuals. That is like the character of Chapel. Like,
yeah,
that is very much the performance art of it. Mm-hmm. But like, I think I still have that Christian guilt vibe about sex in real life. Not so much in my project, but like, I wish I could like have flings and hook up with girls, and it would just be a fun thing. But it's like so not for me, and I wish it was.
Well, it's that deconstruction of whether or not is this coming from some internalized like stuff that I grew up with, or is this coming from me and genuinely who I am? And that's what we're, God, I think that's the task of like
it's a lot to
becoming
unpack.
A whole person.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, that's why I'm like, dude, I cannot fuck for a sec. Like, what is going on? You know,
I can't fuck for a sec.
I love that. I feel like it's kind of cool though, that you have your music as an outlet for that. Like a healthy outlet. That's like a happy medium for you.
That's really, you said a phrase that I hadn't heard before, project. Mm. And please excuse me if I'm just like a nerd.
No.
But like, is that like another word for brand, or is it like a word for like the stuff that you're working on right now?
Yeah. So like Chapel Roan is like, this is going to, I don't mean to sound like reductive, but it's like an art project for me. Like my name is Kaylee, but Chapel is like almost like a performance piece. And I just have like a weird relationship with like being a singer for some reason. Like first, I think like growing up, it's like, oh, that's not a real job. You know what I mean? Like, so I know it is, but I just call it a project to kind of like distance myself with it. Like, I feel like weird, like thinking that I have like fans or something. But if I think of it in a way of like, oh, they're fans of my project, Chapel Roan, then I don't feel as like connected.
Well, should we call you Kaylee?
You can, or you call me Chapel. I mean, I am speaking to you right now as like my personal experiences as Kaylee.
Yes,
like,
you know, and I'm enjoying that.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's nice. What the people want.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, but like if I were to like, I don't know.
Chapel probably has a gay sex story, is what you're like, trying to say.
Chapel comes out as like a performance. Like that's like the character I play on stage. But like I don't. She's not like a character that I can speak in an interview from, but
this
like,
is such a funny thing to say because like, or to have this discussion, and I'm sad we're finding it so late in the podcast, but like, it's funny. Cause like I have this stage persona too, but, and she is a cunt.
Yeah.
But I would say, it comes from a very real part of my personality. Mm. And I think it's, I don't know, Brie, because like your whole thing is that you are so real and so just yourself in your videos, from what I can tell. You don't think so?
I think so. I was waiting for the punchline because you've never said anything nice to me before. So,
no, but like what you're doing is you're showing an authentic queer voice to like let people know what the future, I think, of their life can be.
Yeah.
And I feel like part of what I'm doing that people gravitate to, and they hear the authentic voice here, but I think part of what I'm doing is like, I'm like an angry woman that people like.
Yeah.
And I think people watch me do something that they wish they could do in their own life, which is like when someone is an asshole to them.
Yeah.
I give it back to that asshole. And I'm like, you can't talk to me that way. You can't show me your full clit on stage and think that that is an appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, totally.
You know? So I think people watch that and they're like, the authenticity is what they're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's just a super interesting thing because I'm not that mean in real life. If you knew me in real life, I have a really hard time having difficult conversations with people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a little simp bitch baby.
I feel like both of you as talents in your own right and also having these kind of outlets.
Keep referring to me as talent.
Having these outlets of like stage personas, if you will. Do you find that it's almost like you have to unpack what people already know about you when you get to know them like a new person because they think you are this person that is your project or that is your like angry woman on stage?
Are you asking like, do I have to like kind of?
Yeah, like I guess like, for example, you said there's like a lot of sexual themes in your project. So, and then here you are being
yeah,
like,
and then
I'm
people
gonna be celibate.
Catcall you and
yeah. So like people yeah. think you're like this oh, yeah. like very like sexual, like charge driven person based on some yeah. themes in your project. And then you're like, hold on, that's not me yet. Or maybe that's not me now, or it'll never be. Like, how yeah. do you deal with that separation of people knowing you as Chapel and not as.
Yeah. Haley? And do people talk to you? Because everyone fucking talks to me.
What?
Like, what do you mean by everyone talks to you?
The internet, after shows, you know, yeah. the meet and greet that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, like, I can't ever. Like whenever I was like on the dating apps, if like anyone said anything about my music, I was like, nope, sorry, I'm going to ghost you because yeah. I don't like that preconceived notion of me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm an eighth of what Chapel Roan is. Like, you know what I mean? Like it is just so, it's just so blown up and exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's not a part of me. It's just like,
yeah,
I'm not hypersexual like my music is.
Right.
And like, and I have to, I think people really automatically think, like I've had in interviews before where they'll like almost ask me something really uncomfortable or something mm-hmm. because they think that I'm that way. And it's just made me be like, oh fuck, like duh, of course they're going to go
yeah.
there because I go there publicly in my music.
Yes, right. Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Exactly. It's just such a weird contrast. Yeah. Well, Kaylee, we really don't prepare here, so we didn't do a ton of research to be able to ask you questions like
well
that.
It's very different like with women
yeah
like
yeah,
also
yeah.
I know you're not trying to like sexual I think like I sexualize myself because it's empowering to me. I like feeling sexy. I like wearing things that are sexy. I like singing about sex, but I do not like being sexualized. Does
yeah, totally. Yeah,
totally.
It's a huge difference.
And a lot of people don't understand that. Mm. And it's yeah. absolutely wild to me that they can't see where that line is.
Right.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. Cause like, I can't even, sorry to cut you off.
No. We want you to.
Please.
Oh no. I was doing a TikTok live one time and I was talking about how I can't watch Euphoria because it's a lot of like sex or like, huh. Just like sex scenes in general. And someone was just like, but you wrote Naked in Manhattan. Like, come on. Like you, right. you know, you wrote all these like gay, you know, we write about sex all the time. And it was like, I don't know how to explain this, that
yes,
I can't as me actually like have a really difficult time
yeah.
with sex.
Well, I think on one side you're in control, right? And on one side you yeah. are writing and you're deciding and yeah. you're deciding what goes out there and what you're sharing and what you're not. And on the other side, whether it's yeah. watching Euphoria or being asked questions, when you're being kind of bombarded with sex and yeah. you're not in the control seat, it's a very different scenario. Mm-hmm.
I know for me, one thing that I feel, and this is just vulnerable, but I have like a lot of guilt issues, not related to sex, but just generally. So sometimes I'll roast the audience and I've gotten better about it, but I will get off stage and have pretty severe guilt. Ooh. After, you know, some of those things that you guys see on TikTok that like get millions and millions of views, I have a hard time, even though I know that I acted the best I could in a situation. Mm-hmm. Like someone's heckling me. I don't know if you've seen them, but like yeah. someone really heckle me and I'll just be like, ah, fuck off, you know, which is really mm-hmm. an appropriate reaction because
yeah.
people don't realize the state. People, when they write in the comments, are like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Well, first of all, I did do this and that. You just, I had to.
It's a 1 minute clip. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a 1 minute clip, you piece of shit. But also, they're like, oh, why didn't you get security? Excuse me? You think it's easy to get someone out of a chair, a drunk person out of a chair via security? It takes time, and it's a huge disruptor to get security in.
Ruins your show. It ruins the vibe. Oh yeah, you have to stop for like 10 minutes.
It's like an insane amount of time that it takes to get people. So a lot of times, doing the verbal reaction is the most peaceful thing to do, even though it appears to be insane. But you know, and then when people comment, "Oh, you didn't have to be this mean. Oh, you're this, that, and the other thing," and I know most people agree with what I do, it hurts. It just like I'm like, wow, people. I hope people don't think that I am that. That I hope people understand that this is the climax of a 60-minute performance, you know, in a very unusual situation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just, that's my, I know it's very different than yours, Kaylee, but like, I just like.
No, I mean, it's perception. Like, you're talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, and online, it's like, man. Everything's. I mean, everything's just taken out of context online. And I think we have to remember that even when people don't. It's out of fucking context. Like, if you don't like it, move on. Protect yourself. Delete it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I'm going to cut this. Alex, can you cut this portion and make it my ringtone? Thank you. I just need to be reminded, you know?
Your alarm when you wake up, when you're having, like, anxiety from what you posted the night before.
Delete it. Move on. That was really great. Thank you for sharing that. I just thought that was really interesting. It's such a departure from how we usually. Well, you know what? Every guest is different.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've ever had a conversation like this on the podcast. So it was really, it was fun for me.
Yeah.
Because I've never done
so
like.
Serious. I'm sorry.
No, I love it.
Bree, did you have gay sex this week?
Yeah, I did, but I need to talk about the fact that I just moved back into my girlfriend and I's apartment.
Excellent.
We had movers. Congrats. Thank you. We had movers that moved the stuff out and then moved the stuff back in, which was nice. You know,
they renovated their apartment. They were at their Bree's parents' house for a few weeks.
Yes.
And
whoa.
And it was not a good situation from what I could tell.
The family aspect was great, but my grandma died. I got COVID, like shit in the fucking fan over there. And then I was like, we didn't have any of our own space to kind of like recharge or it was a whirlwind.
Recharge the vibrator.
Exactly. I'm like, God damn, can I have some time to recharge? No. So speaking of vibrators, when the movers were coming, I'm a very like sexually open person. However, I don't know why I all of a sudden got super shy when the movers were coming at the idea of anyone seeing anything sexually explicit in my apartment, as if I'm like supposed
movers
to be
are
living.
Different.
Yeah, it's like it stops there, right? Like I'm like, okay, they can't see anything, even if it's like boxed up already. Like I don't want this. Mm-hmm. So in a mad dash, it like half an hour before they're supposed to arrive, I have this panic mode where I run around the freaking apartment and I grab everything to bring it into my car to then transport to my parents.
So this is funny because we have a sponsor who's a friend of mine. Yeah. She owns a moving company in New York. Shout out Cool Hand Movers. You guys are the best. They moved me. They packed me and they gave me a notice and she specifically like put in bold asterisk. She was like, personal items, pack yourself first. Like movers know.
They know. Yes, exactly. And it's also like, it's a courtesy thing. Like I don't expect you to be like sorting my dildos into your little styrofoam containers. So I was like, you know.
Do you want this by size or color?
Exactly. So I was like, you know, it's a courtesy thing. So I ran around and anything that was even in boxes out of fear that they could like open it potentially, I took it with me. I thought I did such a fucking good job. So we're on the other end of things, okay? And we open
how
up the boxes.
How many toys do you have?
How many do I have total?
Yeah.
I lost count. No idea. No clue. So I thought I did a pretty good job. I go to open, or my girlfriend actually goes to open one of the first boxes. She goes, Brie. I'm like, what? She's like, why is it was a brand package, so I forgot about it. And on the top of this huge box, oh, no. It's just the Womanizer. It was called
oh
the
my
Womanizer.
God.
And it's just
is this the mess. Is that the air sucker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I had forgot about God. It because it was in one of my like brand bins where like any stuff brands send me, like I'll put it in there if I can like gift it to someone or donate it or whatever. So it was like unused, yeah. Unopened box, but literally like placed on the top. Then I go and I Ooh. Open my bedside table and I open it up, oh, no. And right on the top, it's like they, I swear to God, they were fucking with me. I swear they were fucking with me. Right on the top is like, vibrating bullet, like a very small vibrating bullet, which I think would have been like in with like jewelry or something, and I didn't notice it. And a set of pins that were like Dyke March pins. But like they were literally like Dyke, like lesbians forever, like blah, blah, blah. Like all these pins, and it's just like all of my stuff, but then placed perfectly on top these like Dyke pins.
Do you think?
And I was like, they're fucking think,
okay,
with me.
There's two options here. This is either a very woke moving company that knows about the U-Haul rep, like the joke.
Yeah.
So they were like playing back with you.
Yeah.
Or you deeply sexually harassed and showed your clit yeah. in a way to these movers, and they wanted to, they you wanted know. You to know they're going to get payback.
I think it's a mix of both, because here's the thing. They're supposed to put everything back where it came from. Those things.
Oh,
we're just we left for me to view. I think it was a hate crime. I honestly think that I was directly
no,
targeted.
You hate crimed them.
No, Ash.
You straight hate crimed
them. Whose side are you on, okay?
They wouldn't care that you're gay if you weren't just throwing it out there and making the big fuss about
it. Just keep it to yourself, okay?
Exactly. Put it in a box for the movers in an appropriate way. Now, here's the question. Okay. If it had been a fleshlight, would it have been more or less appropriate?
Okay, I'm less concerned about the Womanizer per se as I am about the Dyke pins, because I didn't even know I had those pins. So the fact that they were found somewhere and then placed exactly where they knew on my bedside table, I would open it up probably to replace all the dildos that I had hidden from them in the move. They're like, we know she's going here first. She's unpacking. She's unloading all those dildos, and she's gonna see the Dyke pins. They knew. It was a direct hit, I swear.
It was a direct hit.
They knew.
A direct attack.
So,
did you move with lesbians or did you move with straights? This is very important to know. Cool Hand Movers is queer operated.
Well, I'm not in New York, unfortunately. Is Cool Hand Movers in Vancouver?
Yeah, that's true. No, they're not. It's about as far as you can
please
get.
Let me know in the comments if you're from Vancouver and you're a queer moving company. No, they were the opposite of. They were like, the unfortunate part is I put face to name too, because on the move out, you know, we greeted them, we chatted with them, and they were like middle-aged, like a little family, like a cute little family that all worked together.
It was family operated.
Yeah. And they
Their
were
children
very
were there?
Sweet. But it's an interesting experience as as a dyke, as you'll see on my pins, as a lesbian. It's an interesting experience because there's that moment when you're with your partner and you're realizing that people are piecing together that you're together. Like, we live in a 2-bedroom apartment. So like, as they were here and like starting to move our stuff, you could see the wheels turning, you know, they're like, hold on. Are
the
these
strap on is what gave it away.
I came out wearing a strap on. They were like, hold on. I don't think these are the roommates that we expected.
That's so fucking funny.
But it's a weird experience because you're like, okay, are they onto us yet? Does it take the Dyke pins? Does
yeah.
it take the Womanizer? Like, you don't know how long it takes certain people to catch on, depending on how deep down they're pushing the gay exists in the world vibes.
I'm so gay that I forgot. Like, I brought my main to on a vacation to one of the places that I performed in because
yeah.
it, you know, had like some fun stuff to do in the area. And it was a very not gay area, like middle of the country type style, Missouri style, really. And I was walking around and I was like, oh, we needed to hitch a ride. This is a whole other story. But in that moment, I was like, oh, fuck, we're gay.
Yeah.
Like, I forget in my community that I've created, it's totally fine. But that oh fuck, we're gay moment. Totally. Is like real.
You like forget. I like forget I'm gay. And then you interact with a new person and you're like, oh right, I'm fucking gay. Like this to them could be very strange. It's so weird.
Have you had a moment like that?
For me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in Missouri, like at home where I'm like, I just like openly talk about like my queerness and stuff around my family and like I forgot, like, oh, I haven't even come out for
my family. You're just like, right in. I love that.
Grandma. Right.
Or just sometimes how I dress. Like, I definitely pack a different wardrobe to Missouri than here in LA.
To the ankles and the wrist.
Yes. I do the 5-finger rule. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm good.
Like, right here. So you put your thumb up to the bottom of your neck, and nothing can be below your pinky.
Ash, I think we're good in have that general, problem. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not.
But yeah, I guess I dress pretty like I like my boobs out in LA, or sometimes I like to dress like really, I guess, more tomboyish, whatever. Yeah. However, like I go through so many different phases, like where I'm like, damn, should I like cut my hair? Like, I don't know. Like, but in Missouri, I'm always like, I just don't want to hear about it from anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just need a break.
Yeah, I just try to just dress more straight. I don't even know how.
I know what you're saying. Properly. I totally get what you're saying.
You just don't want to stick out. It's funny because
I just want to hear about it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, but in LA, I'm like,
I want to hear about it.
How do I literally shove it down your throat?
In LA, we're celibate and we love Jesus in the gay way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this was, great story to end with. Thank you, Brie.
You're so welcome.
And I will look into this company and I will make sure that they know that you're gay. And we're going to get a full recap of how much clit you showed and how much strap was forced upon them. And I will settle the lawsuit for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Anything you want to plug? I know you got your tour dates coming up. Let's say it one more time for people.
Yeah, the Naked in North America tour is coming city near you on Valentine's Day. We start in Phoenix. We have drag queens opening every night. It's going to be a blast. Come join us.
And very queer, I imagine. Great way to meet someone.
Yeah, and come by yourself. You'll make friends, I promise. Everyone is very sweet. I have a lot of people who are like, I don't have anyone to go with.
Yes.
It's fun. It's fun to go to a concert by yourself, I promise. And also, you're going to meet some badass bitches. So
you're so right. I get that all the time. Like, first of all, you can enjoy life by yourself.
Yes.
Celibately, if necessary. And you will meet people. One of the nicest, you know, the staff at the comedy clubs always say to me, people are so, like, everyone will let, apparently the straights, I didn't know this, will get pissed if they're seated with other straights. If it's like 4 to a table and there's two couples, sometimes one of the people will get mad that they've been seated next to, they have to share a table with other couples. And
I thought you meant specifically
that they do seating. Well, no, I mean specifically straights, because the staff will say to me, they're like, are you sure you don't want to segment it by 4 and 8? And I was like, no, my people are really nice. They sit together and they have this comp. They don't see each other. Mm. They never get to do this.
Yeah.
They want to meet each other. So come solo. People are so nice at these queer events. They do, you know, it's not specifically made to be a safe space, but because everyone is so kind, it kind of forms one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
So get on my text alert, you piece of shit, and go see Chapel Live. Brie, a plug in anything?
At Brianne Williamson everywhere. You can listen to my other podcast at I Can Explain Podcast. And
yes, go listen.
I got the funding to make my film. So I'm going to be making my film.
That's right.
So I'm very excited.
That's right.
And
I need to text you about that.
Please do. I'm very excited. And I also have a text list so that if you want to get news about the film or potentially be in the film, join the text list. It's linked in my bios everywhere.
That's so cool. I'm so proud of you, if that's not condescending to say.
No, that's really sweet. I'm proud of myself. I was super excited that I got the funding. So
that's incredible. And it's going to be great. If you know Brie, it's going to be great. And if you don't know Brie, you're a piece of shit. Why don't you know Brie?
Couldn't agree more.
You should know Brie. Okay. Gay comedians, all. Thank you for listening. Keep it. Thanks for listening this week, listener. Patreon.com/WHGS, AshleyGavin.com for tour dates. Support us. We got merch. It's a Frame Bottom Nation t-shirt. It doesn't come with the frame, but it does. The t-shirt does come with the t-shirt. Go check it out. My gay thought this week, gay comedians, all they talk about is being gay. Gay, gay, gay. Women, all you talk about is pussy. Oh, you're going to talk about your pussy. That's what people say on my fuck the trolls. Look, they increase the engagement, so I'm grateful that they're there. But what they say is mean. But here's the thing. If gay comedians only talk about being gay and women comedians only talk about their fucking pussy, why the fuck does everyone keep asking me how lesbians have sex? It's not adding up. That's my gay thought. It's short. It's simple. It's logically sound. Have a great week.